Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Mo, it's a bold statement to say you witnessed something that was the worst of all time.
Whoa.
But you swear it was the worst of all time.
It couldn't have been worse.
I mean,
it was as bad as it gets. And it feels foolish to me, but I don't know if you guys have anything in your life that you thoroughly enjoy. And most people may not be familiar with it. So when you finally get the opportunity to share your excitement with your friends and your family, whatever it is that you like just completely lets you down. That's pretty much what happened to me over the weekend.
And then you end up looking bad in the process.
I look like a complete fool. And so there's this league that I'm a big fan of, and it's called the URL, which stands for Ultimate Rap League. And what it is a professional battle rap league where a bunch of different professional battle rappers battle against each other. And because it's a league, that's what makes it interesting, because everyone knows each other. Like, everyone knows each other's lives. So it's like it has a storyline, if you will. Same thing you would with, like, reality TV, or if you're watching, like, WWE or something like that. Everybody knows each other's lives. So this guy may really get personal with this guy and dive into their life. And this guy may get really personal with this guy, and then they end up battling each other. And so it just makes it fun. And if you appreciate art, like, you know, any type of lyrical things when it comes to music, you'd appreciate this, because these guys are like geniuses, the way that they come up with their words in ways that will not only be offensive, but they rhyme and they just make sense. So for years.
Is it freestyle?
No, sometimes it is. Okay. Like, some of the guys will go off the top of their head and start talking about your girl right next to you. I mean, and what she's wearing and everything. But for the most part, it's rehearsed, and it's like three rounds of where you get to go at each other. So you go, the next person goes, you go, the next person goes. And in the end, typically somebody will win 2-1. That's how it goes. So for the last like 3 years, it started to become really popular because Drake backed it and started putting money into the league. And so when they did that, they were able to put on a bunch of pay-per-views for free for a while to try to bring in more people, which worked. And it started to become really popular.
It's like you gotta put some money in order to make some money later. So they're putting money in, or Drake did, offering these pay-per-view rap battles for free. But then at a certain point, once they get people hooked, they're going to start charging.
Exactly. So now you start to make a name for yourself, because you got all these professional basketball players coming. You got all these big name artists coming, and people will come and sit in the front row and watch these battles. So a few of my friends, like, it's kind of my thing to do when I want to be alone and just enjoy something that is like for me. And I always end up watching it that way.
Where does one go to watch one of these, by the way?
You can either go to it live. It goes to a bunch of different cities in the country, or you can watch it on like streaming apps. So this particular one, this is the first time that they made like a really official pay-per-view event, charging $60, mind you.
Wow.
So it's not cheap, right? And you get about 5 or 6 battles, and you have the cards and the list of people that are supposed to battle. So my friends are like, yo, you are always talking about this URL, and like, I want to come over and watch this with you. So now I feel pressure, right? I'm like, wait, y'all want to actually, like, take interest in this? So they're like, yeah, as much as you talk about it, it must be great. So I'm like, all right, cool. I've been going through some stuff lately. They're like, we tired of you wanting to be alone. We're going to come over to your house and watch it with you. So I'm like, all right, fine. This will be the event that will show them what has made me fall in love with this league all these years. So the battle starts. The first thing out the gate, it starts an hour late. So that already got off to a bad start. It's supposed to start at 3 p.m. For whatever reason, it starts at 4 p.m. They don't give you a why. They don't tell you why it's delayed, what's going on. Just starts an hour late. Then when it finally does start, the stream is only working for half of the people who ordered the pay-per-view.
Oh, no.
So you can go on Twitter and see what's going on, like who's battling and who's winning and what's being said, but you can't see it.
You know what this is reminding me of? The Versus when Nelly was, I don't remember who he was going against, but there was a apparently like a storm and he was in his basement. He wasn't getting any Wi-Fi. It was ludicrous,
right?
And they couldn't do this Versus battle because like literally Nelly's Wi-Fi sucked so bad.
It was horrible.
Oh, it was. It was just a nightmare.
And everybody anticipated that matchup so much. That's exactly what it felt like. And so then when you finally do get the battle going, the battle starts, and then two of these battlers that are supposed to show up end up not showing up. Like, neither one of them showed up. So the people who are throwing this battle don't even have this information until right beforehand. And instead of them just canceling the battle or figuring something out, they asked Chad Johnson or Chad Ochocinco, the former football player who just happens to be in the stands, to come up there and just rap against two, like, professional battle rappers. So it takes away from the professionalism of the event.
When you throw an amateur on stage.
You're just throwing a random because he's a celebrity. Now, don't get me wrong. It did well for them because it made them do a lot of numbers on Twitter because he did it. But at the same time,
how'd
it's
he
like,
do? Be honest.
Oh, he was horrible.
Okay.
It was trash. But I see why they did it, to help get the name. So then finally you get to which now the two main events in my mind, I'm like, are going to save this. Everything else went bad. But the two guys that are battling last, because it's like any other sporting event, like you save the best for last.
And your credibility's on the line because you've been talking about this so much and your friends are like, we're watching this because of you.
Exactly. So the first guy gets up there and I'm waiting all day. I'm like, man, this guy's so good. His name is New Jersey Twerk. He's like one of the best in the world. And he chokes.
No.
Just completely chokes. Yeah. Gets up there, doesn't remember his material. He's fumbling over it. He's repeating things he already said. So they're looking at me like, this is what you spend all of your time like talking about and doing. I'm like, I promise y'all it gets better than this. So then we get to another battle in which I'm thinking, all right, this is the one that's going to really save me. It's this battle named Chess, and he's really good too. This man starts throwing up. I've never seen this in my life.
Live
on stage, throwing up to the point where he can't stop.
I'm entertained and I'm not even watching it.
And he's mic'd up, so you can't like just take the mic off. So you hear everything. I mean, you hear every single banium. I'm like, this can't be any worse. The guy throws up. They don't even give him water. He just go right back to rapping and getting in the other dude's face.
So like, get him a breath mint.
It was horrible, man. URL owes me $60 and an apology. But I promise y'all it gets better than that. That was just a really bad event.
Sure. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.